This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A manslaughter charge against Nick Lyon, head of the Michigan State Health Department, alleges that his failure to act in the Flint contaminated water crises resulted in the death of at least one person. Dr. Wells, the chief medical executive of the department, was charged with obstruction of justice and lying to a peace officer and could face up to 7 years if convicted. There are among 15 current and former state and local officials facing criminal charges as a 17-month-long investigation into Flint's tainted water supply continues. Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican Majority Whip from Louisiana, was one of five wounded by gunfire at a Virginia practice field for a coming congressional baseball game. A class action lawsuit contends that Wells Fargo puts through changes on borrowers' loans using a routine form that typically records new real estate taxes or homeowners' insurance costs that are folded into monthly mortgage payments. Upon receiving these forms, bankruptcy court workers usually put the changes into effect without questioning them. Seven cases describing the conduct have recently arisen in Louisiana, New Jersey, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Texas. The Constitutional Court in Taiwan has ruled in favor of same-sex marriage. The legislature has 2 years to either legalize gay marriage or introduce civil partnerships. If they do neither, couples can wed under this ruling. Law enforcement officials plan to announce charges against a dozen members of the Turkish President's security detail for their involvement in a brutal attack on protesters outside of the Turkish ambassador's residence in Washington, D.C. last month. The authorities have already charged several others, including two Americans and two Canadians, with taking part in the violent skirmish. Academic studies and countless anecdotes make it clear that being interrupted, talked over, shut down, or penalized for speaking out is nearly a universal experience for women when they are outnumbered by men. Both Republican and Democratic senators are criticizing the closed-door process by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in writing a new version of the health care bill without any open hearings or public process or sharing of information and language. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.